don't want to start this one. What do you think?
Whatever feels right.
I always try to do something better than what I do before, and it always goes just back to what I did before. Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek podcast episode 89. I'm Jim, and joining me on this podcast is going to be Mike and Corey.
Yes.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, I'm back. Woo! Feeling better. Not sick this time. So.
That's my clapping. If you don't hear it, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it loud, but woohoo! Congratulations.
Thanks to Tony again for filling in.
That's my soda can.
Cracking a beer.
Sweet. Yeah. It's a toast.
Yeah.
Yep, raise them up there, Jim.
So,
you're back. Thank God, because I could not handle hosting again.
Oh, how'd you do? How did it go? Good, guys? Good?
Well, it was all right.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah? Yeah.
But we had, tax to talk about, so.
The last few episodes have been a lot of video game stuff, guys. This one, sorry to say, for those people who don't like the movies like Buddha, but there's going to be about some movies. We got the summer blockbuster starting up next week, and this is when I wanted to get into it. I wanted to kind of go over the movie previews and, you know, if you guys want to make a few predictions on what you think is going to be your movie of the summer, which, you know, I think is pretty self-explanatory. But the surprise movie of the summer, now be that terrible or good, we'll get into that too. All right?
Cool. Well, we're just going to start with May, or are we doing the whole summer?
The summer. That's going to be for the summer, but we will talk about the May summer movies coming up.
More specifically?
What?
We're going to talk about May more specifically, right?
Yeah, specifically May for those movies coming out. But then we'll do an overall, our expectations of what's coming out overall in the summer. First, without further ado, let me get it open. Let's go into the box office. So at number one, finally not The Hunger Games.
Wow, really? I'm surprised because there really wasn't anything that grabbed my attention. But
apparently, Think Like a Man grabbed a lot of people's attention. Did $33.6 million.
That's very surprising.
Yeah,
Has 4.6 rating on IMDb.
Is it like a classic date movie here?
It is.
Steve Harvey.
No, this is
a comedian.
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy. You know, forgive me for saying this, but you know, sort of black people movie. One of those.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. So, yeah, it's did really well. $33.6 million. It's 50-50. It's not a bad review, I guess. It's not too bad. So, The Lucky One was at number two at 22.5. I have no idea what that movie's about.
No. This is a little girl movie.
Oh.
Efron. There's reasons why we don't know these two movies. They don't really – they're not in our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It's not really the AYCG crews type of film.
No.
Or
yeah,
definitely crowd,
not.
AYCG crowd.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody that listens to us probably will see these films.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And
you
if
never
I
know.
Just did, maybe, who knows? I'll offend somebody, but, you know.
Whatever.
I doubt it.
At number three, The Hunger Games, falling from one. At 14.7 still. What's the haul on that thing now?
It's got to be over 500 million
worldwide.
It is.
The gross is 357, according to IMDb.
That's subtracting worldwide, or is that just...
I have no idea.
I'm guessing.
It just says 357 million.
Yeah.
If it's done three here, it's probably done like three in the rest of the world, so...
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. So we got Chimpanzee at number four. I don't know what that's about.
No, apparently, it's a Disney documentary about a chimpanzee.
Yeah, I actually saw a preview for this, so I did at least have an idea of what it was about. Then there's the Three Stooges. Didn't that open this week?
No, last week.
But this is
opened last week. Oh, okay, I missed the week. Sorry, guys. 9.8 million on its second week. 30 million overhaul. A haul overall. I don't think it has a big budget.
Probably not. I mean, it doesn't have anybody in it that's worth mentioning. So
it's another middle of the road movie. So it's not as bad as I thought. I thought this thing would be under 10% reviews.
Mm-hmm. I guess you mean, what can you expect about like three guys that just are gonna like act stupid? So
yeah,
it's kind of yeah, no expectations really. So like, oh,
I guess that's what
bad.
It is. Yeah, I guess that's really what you expect. Actually, you expect terrible, and it you know was probably better than terrible. So that is what was it number? What was that? Five? Where am I on here?
Yeah, five.
All right, Cabin in the Woods at number six. I almost saw this, almost, but I didn't see it yet.
People keep telling me to see it. I haven't.
Well, it's your boy, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not a big horror guy.
The last like horror film that he wrote wasn't the greatest that I can think of. Alien Resurrection.
Oh, God. He wrote that?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I just learned something new.
Well, it's...
That knocks him far down in my book.
It's got an 8 in IMDb and a 72 Metascore, so pretty solid.
I'm disappointed, though, that's only pulled in $27 million like, in the past 2 weeks.
Well, there's nobody in it.
Chris Hemsworth's in it. I mean, he's
hot
right
nobody.
Now. He's Thor. Come on. Like, he's like his face is everywhere right now.
Yeah.
But, he's nobody. Well, anyway, he... Guys.
Oh, I'm listening.
I'm there.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Everything just went really quiet. I was like, oh, shit, did I just lose him? No, I was just going to say, you know, he's everywhere. Anyway, it's, right. It's doesn't the audience, you know, like their thing is, like, they're kind of marketing it as a certain type of movie, but then it's, like, totally different. So I think they kind of did that poorly.
We'll see. I may see it, but I'm not sure.
I love the poster for it, though.
It's at the matinee level now, so like I'd go see it matinee now. Okay. American Reunion at number 7, $5.5 million.
Third week.
Yeah, I didn't expect much from that movie. Yeah. I'm sure they didn't either. So
I think they probably expected to have like $100 million though by now, which it's not even
there's
half
no
that.
There's no way you can expect that though. Not with this. I mean, this film. How old is this movie? I mean,
12
come on.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the first one that's actually the original cast back.
That's
well,
what I
those
mean.
Other since... American Pie movies didn't count. I mean, the like American Pie Presents. Those
yeah, I'm not, yeah. They're not. In this, and I'm not counting them at all. I'm just that's what since the last movie. It's been a long time, so you can't expect the same audience anymore, you know?
Yeah.
We've all grown up. We've all grown up. Titanic in 3D is at $5 million.
Yippee!
Yay! 21 Jump Street, which is a good movie. Very good movie.
Six week.
$127 million. That's pretty good. Overall.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a sequel for that. And then Mirror at number 10.
All right, so not a whole lot for us out there. Maybe Cabin in the Woods, but that's about it for this week.
Yeah, but
check that out this weekend because I just like I have that extra week now where we can before the
really,
summer
what is coming out this week. Jim, is anything good?
This week? I mean, you got
The Raven,
and there's also The Raven. That's right. Not getting good reviews so far though. So
what's The Raven all about?
The looks like kind of like a Sherlock Holmes, right?
It's but about Edgar Allan Poe, and there's like a murderer who uses his writings as inspiration. And I don't know, they call him in.
It seems very similar to like it seems like the Sherlock Holmes style movie.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it's that time period.
No offense to John Cusack. I was going to say, like, that guy doesn't make good movies anymore, though.
Yeah. I have Hot Tub Time Machine. It's
yeah,
funny.
I wouldn't say that's a good movie, though.
No, it was funny for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just actually watched that. Strangely enough, like over the weekend, that was one of my because you know I was also not feeling well on Sunday, and that was one of the not feeling well movies I put on. Just you know, comedy, John Cusack. Don't know why, but anyways, so that's this week is The Raven, really, right?
That's and it. Unless you're interested in the 5-year engagement, which is some sort of comedy with what's his name?
Oh, Jason Segel.
Jason Segel, yeah. Mm. Eh.
All right.
Romantic comedy.
Yep. F it. Let's go. let's go into some movie stuff. Let's get some movie news out of the way first, and we'll get into our movie preview, and then we'll finish up with some predictions. So, big news for everybody here. I saw this on the web, on the interwebs. You know, I read it on the web. Dark Knight Rises. Nolan shot over 60 minutes of footage in IMAX. So
that's crazy. Yeah, that's
see
awesome.
It in IMAX, people. See it in IMAX. We're going to go. See it, right? In IMAX.
Oh, definitely.
Please.
Of course.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's going to be midnight. You guys want to do midnight on that?
It's midsummer, so I guess I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, why wait?
It's always a rough day the day after for work, but I'll just come in later.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Yeah. Apparently, they previewed some scenes from that at CinemaCon. And, I read about this, too. He fixed a lot of the – if anybody had seen the preview before.
The inaudibility.
Teaser, yeah, the Bane. You couldn't understand what the hell he was saying. Mm-hmm. He's a lot clearer now, apparently.
Well, yeah. They probably just went back and redubbed it. I mean, it's not like you can see his mouth move. So,
yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Redub it. So there's your two big Dark Knight Rises stuff coming out in July. Coming up quick. Coming up very.
Yeah.
So it's my 31st birthday. Getting older.
Getting it out there, Jim, huh?
Yeah.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. Like I said before, I think it's going to be Medieval Times. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Medieval Times, guys.
Well, I wonder if people are going to start like sending you gifts and stuff in July and not realize it's not in July.
Yeah. All right. Where are we here? Oh, yeah. This was some Fast and Furious 6 news.
This is getting to be like the Expendables or something. Come on.
Jason Statham's out.
Okay. I saw that. But, I mean, are we really trying to get like all these like action star people now? And
it's become – like if the last movie wasn't about the cars at all. It was really about the – they really like had
characters.
That there, and they got away from it real quick. You know, it's actions. No, it's an action sequence movie now. Like, it's not about they did in Street Race at all. Isn't that the point of the first film? But
well, they hinted at one.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, Vin Diesel. You know, he lives his life a quarter mile at a time. Mm-hmm. But not anymore. Apparently, now he lives, you know, by the gun.
Speaking of like Fast and the Furious stuff, which we'll get back to a little bit here, but DreamWorks just optioned Need for Speed.
I saw that. Yeah, Need for Speed.
They want their own little Fast and Furious franchise, it seems.
That'll work.
I mean, yeah. All you need is to get, like, some action people and hot cars and, a beautiful woman in there, and you're good.
You know what's funny is that title works for a movie.
Well, yes, it does. I mean,
I'm just saying, it's
video Maverick game and Iceman, no?
What?
Goose, Maverick.
What about
and
it?
And Feel the Need for Speed.
Oh, jeez. No? Like, why are you telling me Top Gun names? What are you throwing Top Gun out here for? They did...
That's where it was first, man.
The reason we're bringing up Fast 6 is Statham is not going to be in the movie like he was previously rumored to be. But Gina Carano is going to be in the movie. The UFC girl who was in Playboy.
She was in Playboy?
Yep.
Interesting. I might just have to look that up.
She was... she was in a movie. What was her recent...
Haywire.
Yeah,
she starred in some weird thing.
That's not a good review.
You know what? I mean,
I love her picture. If you like, just do a Rotten Tomatoes search for her. You just type in Gina Carano, and her picture for her name is pretty awesome. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, but yeah, 80. That movie had gotten 80%. They actually said she wasn't too bad. But yeah, she's in Fast 6. Coming out next year, 2013, competing with Superman.
Interesting. Are you sure she was in that?
Sure, I was in what?
The Playboys.
I thought. Was I wrong?
I don't know. I have to search
that
for
is,
it now.
That is just false advertising.
Come on. You're giving people hope here, Jim.
Yeah, she was. She was.
Okay.
I was right.
I didn't look for it. I just, are you sure? Because she doesn't. I mean.
Oh, wait, no, I'm wrong. Maybe it wasn't her. Maybe it was the other the Booth. Gina Carano's the fighter from the fights in Strikeforce, and that, I'm thinking about the Booth, the Babe from UFC.
Oh,
mixing them up, guys.
See,
I apologize.
The Ring Girls. I could see the Ring Girls.
Yes, the Ring Girls from UFC.
Like the fighters.
That
I don't know. I was just
Carano has not been in Playboy. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, give it time.
I mean, she's not. She's okay, but it's like. She's maybe like a 7, but she's a fighter, so she's super hot now.
She has the jock. Does that work?
Considering
the jock.
All things considering,
that's the thing. I mean, like UFC's hot right now, so anybody that does it is, you know, stepped up like 2 points.
Yeah. All right. Where are we here? That was Fast 6 coming out next year. Alex Kurtzman, who's got this one on here?
Oh, I put this up here. It's just like the Amazing Spider-Man is coming out in July, but they're already working on Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And it's good planning. That's great.
Not only has it been in development, it's already being rewritten.
Yeah, they're doing changes to it already.
So the guys that did Star Trek, the new Star Trek, J.J. Abrams Star Trek, Transformers, and Fringe TV show, they're going to be doing some rewrites to Amazing Spider-Man 2, which has I haven't even seen the first one yet. So there we go.
It was one of those movies coming out this summer.
Yep.
Cool. And we also have Andy, what's his name?
Andy Lau. Yeah, he was actually in the original Departed film that came out. He was it was called Infernal Affairs. He was one of the actors in the original. He was Matt Damon's character, actually.
Or House of Flying Daggers.
Matt Damon was his character. Yes.
Which is a good movie.
Yeah.
I like that one.
But he and somebody else are rumored to be in Iron Man 3.
Jessica Chastain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who she is. Who is that?
Week.
She was in 6 movies last year, apparently.
Yes.
Well, she got an Oscar nomination for
the The Help. She was in that.
She was like the one that gets the help.
But they have like this cast, they have Ben Kingsley, Guy Pearce, Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, Don Cheadle.
You think John Favreau will be back as Happy Hogan?
No. Since he's not directing anymore, you think he's coming back?
Well, I mean, he's Happy Hogan, so I mean,
it would be funny. It would be funny, but
Definitely, I mean, especially if Andy Lau is in talks to join the movie. I mean, Mandarin seems almost inevitable now.
Mm.
And that's what we kind of talked about last week, because they were saying that they're going to start filming, or they're going to be filming in China.
Yeah, it's going to be. Or Fing Fang Foom.
There you go.
Drop that one, guys. Everybody's like, who?
Yeah.
There you go.
My limited nerd comic book knowledge, but I've got that. Mm-hmm. That's because I watched, like, the cartoon. So, I have cartoon knowledge. Boom. All right, guys. Let's get to the May summer movie preview. We're doing it a little bit early, but, we could do it next week, I guess. But it's already the month, and I was like, I'd rather get it out of the way now.
What movie kind of started this whole, like, summer starts in May?
Yeah, that's a good question. What was the first blockbuster?
Was it Wolverine, or was it
No.
Oh, Fast and Furious?
It could have been one of the Star Wars prequels.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, they came out in May, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. That was like, I mean, it's always been the big budget movies in summer, really, but May is the kickoff.
Yeah, they're creeping up. I mean, like, Fast 5 was in April last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was an earlier film. So.
Has it been a year already since Fast 5 came out?
Well, Fast 6 is coming out next year, so it's definitely.
That's ridiculous.
I haven't seen that actually in a little while. I might watch that soon. It wasn't a great movie. I can't remember. Was that good or bad?
What, Fast 5?
Fast
5 wasn't too bad. I thought the ending was preposterous,
just silly, but it was somewhat entertaining.
It was good. Like
the ending was a little bit too much for me though, Corey. Like, yeah, I knew what it was. Turn Your Brain Off. That was the movie. That's right. I walked in. I'm like, oh wait. You tap me on the shoulder. Just turn your brain off.
Yep.
So I got there a little bit late. That was the movie. That was the movie, because I was like, wait a minute, and you're like, whoa, just don't think about it.
you were like stirring and stuff like during that ending. I'm like, take it easy.
Yeah, you're like, you gotta turn your brain off. That's right. And then the ending, I couldn't. I'm like, wow, this is just wow. The safe. I'm like, I can't. Wow, my brain's like, whoa. Everybody, calm down. I'm taking back over here. So, anyways, May summer preview.
Let's do it. I mean, it starts off with a bang. Who doesn't want to see this movie?
And it's getting pretty good early reviews, too, from the early screenings.
Yeah.
Avengers opens on May 4th. Next week, we get to see the movie that they've been building for how many years?
Too many.
It's been a while. I mean, like four
since,
years now.
Incredible
Hulk?
The first Hulk remake.
Iron Man was, I think, the kickoff was.
It was Iron Man, then it was Hulk, and then it was Iron Man 2, and then it was Thor, and then it was Captain America. So we've had five films building up to this one movie.
So that's
yes,
almost it's been a decade. While.
No, it's like they, a lot of them came. No, what?
Were they sequential, those movies? I don't think
no,
they were.
No, they were. No, Iron Man and Hulk came out in the same year, which was like.
Oh, yeah, that's
Dark,
right.
They came out in Dark Knight.
Yeah. So it wasn't like. Hold 2000. On. No.
So it's been
not
building
that.
For 5 years. 5 years. That's right. So, for 5 years now.
Iron Man, yeah, 2008. Yep.
97% by the early previews, but yeah, I can't wait for this film. The other issue, though, the other thing is going to be the new Batman trailer will be attached to this as well.
Oh my goodness,
that's what they're saying. Well, are you sure, is it this one or is it the Dark Shadows movie? Because Dark Shadows is Warner Brothers.
Everybody's saying Avengers that I've read online.
Makes more sense, but Warner Brothers does have a movie coming out next year.
What the hell is Dark Shadows?
Dark Shadows is opening on May 11th. That's the Johnny Depp.
Vampire film.
Oh, another Tim Burton, Johnny Depp thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
It still looks kind of. It still looks kind of entertaining though. Like I wouldn't hate seeing that, but like at the same time, it's like, oh, this again.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. If, for some reason, I do want to see it, but it.
Yeah, it just doesn't. Watch for some reason.
Like, every time I watch a preview, I'm like, this looks just ridiculous. I don't understand it. And then I'm like, you know, I kind of want to see it.
Are we finished talking about Avengers?
Oh, yeah. Well, we kind of had a good segue for Dark Shadows because you mentioned it. But so, yeah, Avengers. Do you want to give an opening prediction?
Oh, opening weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 120.
Ah, you took the safe road?
Whoa, the safe road?
I'm going 140.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure it's going to be that huge.
Guys, listen, think about the cast.
I know the cast.
The cast is Robert Downey Jr. and a bunch of scrubs. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Let's be real, though.
Robert Downey Jr. can draw a lot of people. You got Sam Jackson.
Well, how big did, like, Iron Man 2 draw?
Iron Man 2 is pretty huge, I think.
I don't know. You got Jeremy Renner's, you know, he's hot right now. You got Chris Evans. Captain America did pretty well. Hemsworth, you know, they know Thor. They may not know what his name is. But, mm-hmm. You know, I think it's going to do 140. I'm going with 140. Maybe 139.
Well, like I said, I think around 120. It's,
yeah.
Sounds Mike? Good.
I'm going to go 100 even.
All right. You go on the low end. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's May 4th. I don't know if Dark Shadows is going to – do you think Dark Shadows is going to do very well?
Probably not.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think it will either. I think Johnny Depp will draw people in, but it'll probably fall off fast because it doesn't have mass appeal.
You think it's number one? How about that?
All right, so Iron Man 2, its opening weekend, made 133.6.
See? Guys, see? What's up? Okay. What's up?
What do you mean, what's up? I just proved my point that it's Robert Downey Jr.'s freaking movie.
It's his third. They're drawing 140. I'm right. They're drawing 140. All right.
You don't think there's any bit of fatigue or lack of warm-up for this summer yet?
The thing is, there hasn't been anything that's been really big except for the Hunger Games this past few weeks, so I think that it could actually make some bank. But like 120, I mean, that's a lot of money
You might be right. I mean, you might be 125, but I'm going with 140. No. Dark Shadows, I don't even think opens at number one.
No, Avengers, I think, will probably be number one again.
Yeah.
Probably.
Not to rain on their dark shadow. Not to rain on the dark shadows there. But does that make sense? I guess it does. You know, it's still going to do probably pretty well on opening weekend, but Avengers is not going to fall off. I mean, it's going to do the normal fall off, so even then it's still high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So.
Yeah, I think Dark Shadows will draw because of Johnny Depp, but like I said, it'll probably. It's too niche, I think. It's not enough. It doesn't have that mass appeal to it.
Yeah.
But don't worry, because Transformers in Water is coming.
May 18th, we get Battleship. I mean, Battleship.
Nice slip there, Jim.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is the same thing. Like, remember I said Dark Shadows? Every time I watch the preview, I'm like, man, this movie looks ridiculous. I kind of want to see it. Battleship? I don't want to see it. The previews just look ridiculous, and I will not go see this movie.
Hmm. Don't worry, Jim will go see it, guys. He's got his review coming up for you.
No, I will not go see Battleship. It just looks terrible. What is this showing? Why would you want to see this? Why? Why do you want to see it? Does anybody have any idea what it's about?
It's Transformers in water. I mean, what do you want?
It's got a Brooklyn Decker in it.
Yeah, and if you like the darker flavor, you can go with Loriana.
Yep.
All right.
But they don't do it.
She probably gets beat up in the movie anyway, so.
Okay.
Too soon? Nah, that's years ago.
Wow. Yeah. No, it wasn't too soon. That was good, though.
The guy is making millions now again, so obviously everyone forgave him.
Yep.
When your movie starts, or when you're a rock star, it's pretty easy to get forgiven for stupid things. All right, so then we got, I don't really care about talking about Battleship. You guys want to talk about it anymore? I don't even care about predictions. I don't care.
Nope.
I really hope it flops.
Yeah. Then we got
some John Carter numbers.
Yeah. Yep. That'd be awesome. That's
the same dude.
Because they're expecting like popcorn flick, go see it.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Let's just stop making movies based on board games. How about that?
The Game of Life's coming out.
Monopoly's coming out too, Jim.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Maybe we'll get some Sorry. Can we get Sorry at least?
Yeah, we'll do Sorry.
How about
Sorry. Trouble?
Come on,
Connect
Trouble.
4.
Does anybody remember Rummy Cube? Mm. Come on, let's get some Rummy Cube out there.
Let's just make a whole movie about chess. But
there is a movie
like, chess perspective.
What is that freaking thing called? A Ouija board? I mean, they had I think Jerry Bruckheimer had like something in the works for the Ouija movie. So,
all right, moving on. May, to close out May. Now there's other movies coming out, in the month. I picked these four.
Yeah, as being, I understand.
These are supposed to be
movies of the week.
Yeah, I would say these were the openers that they're supposed to draw. May 25th, Will Smith's return.
Will Smith's return. What was the last movie he was in?
Oof.
And. No, wait, no. That movie with the seriousness of it.
I Am Legend? No.
No, Spotlight? No, wait, not Spotlight.
Oh, Happiness?
Happy. No, the seven.
I don't know. The pounds and ounces.
Pounds,
or
thank
shit.
You. Yes.
Pounds.
I don't remember what it was.
No, it was the one where
7
he does,
pounds
like,
or 7 ounces. Or, yeah.
He grants, like, the. Not grants wishes or something like that, but he's like. If you,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's got Rosario Dawson in it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the latest one, right?
Let me go check his...
We just say Will Smith's return to action since Hancock?
Oh, my God. Apparently they announced iRobot 2. No one wants that. There's also a Hancock 2 announced, which no one wants. Bad Boys 3 is announced, but all of these are very speculated.
Bad Boys 3 is going to happen.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I wouldn't...
Yes, 7 Pounds actually was the last movie he was in, and that was in 2008.
I'm just on.
So he has taken a little bit of a break, considering that like he's automatically one of the top grossing guys ever. He is the top grossing actor ever.
But he did not get the 4th of July weekend with this movie. Or 4th of July. That's like his staple was when he was, always his movies came out 4th of July. Since Hancock, he hasn't gotten it.
Okay. But who cares?
I'm right. That's a big weekend for him, eh? He doesn't get it. But
he's getting the end of May, then.
May 25th, Men in Black 3. We didn't even say the movie up until now. Mm. Men in Black 3 coming out.
K&J.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks awesome. K&J.
Yeah. No, yep. I'm excited for it. I actually want
Apparently
to see this.
Not much. Not much K. More Adam Brolin.
Cool. He is K, though.
Yeah, but he,
yeah,
does,
but
a,
not,
he
really.
Does a great impression of Tommy Lee Jones.
I guess.
From
what
I've seen in the preview, I think it looks he looks like he's doing a pretty good impression of a younger Tommy Lee Jones K.
It's pretty cool, I guess, but I don't understand who that guy is, Josh Brolin. Like, what was he in that we care about?
Goonies, man. Come on.
Goonies. Was he a kid in Goonies?
He was the oldest. He was the older brother.
Tie-up.
I don't know. I saw him on SNL. I wasn't too impressed with him.
He was in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
True Grit.
Didn't watch that.
It's big movies. Like, I mean, well-reviewed movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah, No Country. There it was. Yeah, look at that. American Gangster. He was in Grindhouse. Planet Terror. Yeah. And Goonies. The Goonies. All right. So, Yeah, that's May 25th. I will go see. So definitely the Avengers for me and Men in Black. And it might be Dark Shadows as well, but not Battleship. Mm-hmm. Even with my free ticket that I'll get from AMC's Rewards or whatever it is, I won't even go see that for free. Mm. So I'll be seeing, you know, the month after that is The Huntsman, I think, opens in the beginning of June, which we'll get to later. But that one I would go see with a free ticket.
Interesting. All right.
So there you go. There's your month of May. So, guys, predictions. The movie of the summer, which I think we're all going to – I don't think any of us going to differ from that, right?
Comes out in July.
Dark Knight Rises, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what – and for me. I mean, mm-hmm. Mike, you going to dispute that for anything?
The only thing that could would be Avengers as far as, like, what I like. I don't know how great it's going to do. It could do real well. I could be way off.
Let me ask you this, Mike, because I know you're a big Joss Whedon fan. If you could only see one, would you see The Dark Knight or would you see Avengers?
Probably a Dark Knight. Batman still trumps. Batman still trumps all those characters. Even and Whedon? Joss Whedon.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I don't like everything he's done that much. Like,
I don't know, man. You talk him up every episode. Or at least you pretend you do.
All right. Yeah, I mean, mine, I think it's going to be Dark Knight Rises, obviously.
Well, I definitely agree with that.
But I think I have – there's much more of a chance that that'll be a letdown than Avengers will.
Well, the Avengers is coming in – well, it's not coming in like without a – like fresh because it's building off of the other movies, but it is –
under,
you know,
the radar slightly?
Yeah. I mean, lower than
– you know, yeah, Dark, because none of these previous –
huge shoes to fill.
Yeah, none of these previous movies were really that great. They were solid, but none of them are like make the expectations huge for the Avengers. Mm-hmm. Whereas The Dark Knight was obviously, you know,
I'm still
one for the ages.
I'm still very guarded for Avengers because the previews, like everything, just seems too crazy for one movie.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, we really don't know much about the movie. Other than, I mean, the trailers don't really do anything to tell you what's going to happen or what's going on.
I mean, that's also a good thing, though. You go into it more blind. That's a lot of times that's very good. It's why I'm such a big Bourne fan, because I was so surprised how good that film was, the first one.
Mm.
So I was just – I had no idea what it was about. Not a clue. I had no idea. Like, I didn't know that it was a spy movie. My friend Kent was like, let's just go see this. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, whoa, this is really good. So – surprise of the summer, like, what, you know, good or bad, you know, what do you think is going to be the more surprising, like your surprise movie of the summer?
Just because
last year we were like, I forget what movie it was, but I was like, oh, it was an enjoyable film.
Yeah. Well, like, just because of,
I don't even remember that.
Let me say this again one more time. Just because the fact that it looks so interesting, even though Kristen Stewart's in it, I think Snow White and the Huntsman is probably going to be a surprise for me. Just because I didn't expect it to be like what it is.
You think it's going to be better than what you're expecting?
Yeah. Like, I mean, when you think of like a Snow White
so
film.
How is that a surprise?
It can't be a surprise. I understand,
what we're
saying.
It's, I know. The thing is, it's a Snow White film, and like, okay, who cares about Snow White? But then you look at it, like, oh, this is actually interesting to look at. Like, I wonder how they're going to pull this off.
So you think that has a chance to be pretty good?
Yeah, well.
That's the best way. Let's not say surprise. You have pick a movie that you think is going to actually be pretty good where, you know, you're not – it's kind of not certain right now what's going to happen with it. There's no previews or anything. I'm going to go crazy here. And I know people, like, my second favorite – hero is, you know, first is Magneto and then Spider-Man, but I'm not going to talk about Spider-Man. I'm going to go with G.I. Joe,
yeah, maybe.
I'm going with Retaliation. Something about the fact, you know, it's a popcorn flick, and you're just expecting action. I'm going to go with that. I'm going with that as the surprise. Like, I think it's going to be better than what you think right now.
Cool. I think it's going to be what we think it is, actually.
What do we think it is?
That's why you didn't pick it.
Going to be a freaking G.I. Joe film. Mindless action and doesn't have any.
You guys saw the first one, right?
Yeah.
I did not. And I was not interested in seeing this until I saw Bruce Willis in the trailer. And I'm like,
the trailer
right.
was fantastic for it.
It was a real good one. Like, I wanted to see it after the trailer. So I was surprised that I kind of want to see it. So maybe that's my surprise. is that I want to see the new G.I. Joe movie.
Well, that's all we have to base everything on anyway, right? It's the trailers. So
that's the point of this right now, that having this conversation. Because then at the end of the summer, we can go back and be like, wow, what the fuck were we thinking?
Yeah.
You know? So, and then it'll be post-Dark Knight, and who knows? After Mass Effect, there can be disappointments out there.
Oh, yeah, there can be disappointments. I read the complete tangent, unless we're going into games or anything, but I read the, Game Informer review of that game. They gave it a 10, first of all. And they loved the ending. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't understand how anyone can love the ending. Maybe you can be okay with it if you don't feel like thinking, but I just don't understand, like, how they can love the ending.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Yeah, you can't love the ending. You can take it for what it is and be like, okay, but you're going to have – anybody who's a fan of that
– You can love the ending, Jim, if you love things that have a tremendous amount of plot holes. I like the ending just because I got to do what I've been wanting to do the whole time is destroy the Reapers, but there's way too many plot holes to, like, love the ending and not enough – exposition, I guess.
Love means you cannot be 100% happy with it because there's just, like you said, there's plot holes. So, I just don't think you can be. So, all right. Let's move into what we've been up to. Getting out of the movies
let's
now.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, Mike.
Okay. Oh, what I've been doing, you were starting with me, is that what that means? Okay.
All right, Mike.
I have been playing more Soul Calibur. I'm really getting a little extra playability for that, just with the character creation and the fact that they, like, string you along by, like, having this whole player rank when you just do stuff, like, just beat the arcade mode, you get player rank and you unlock more stuff to buy and create the characters, but the only real incentive is just to make my characters better. It's pretty funny, though. It's a hilarious game because of, you know, the over-the-topness of everything that happens in it.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
That's about it for what I've been playing. What have I watched? Probably nothing. Yeah, that's about it. I'm pretty much done with Mass Effect 3. I tried multiplayer one more time. That was fun, but that's about it.
Not I played a whole some lot multiplayer going on. Mass Effect 3.
Did you? I missed that invite. Yeah.
Yeah, KC, Buddha, Apple, and obviously
that's cool.
Yeah, the Resurgence pack download thing came out, and so I got that, and I decided to, like, get in there and some of those games that they were playing, and, like, I enjoy the Mass Effect multiplayer with friends. Like, it's pretty fun.
Well, that's the only way I've played it, and I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good. I like that you're cooperating to achieve a specific goal or whatever, and then you can build up your character and stuff, and that's the enjoyable part. And they actually really do make you, like, want to buy these next, like, packs and or whatever they are, the chests of equipment and stuff. So they do a good job with that.
Yeah, I want to get back into it next time. Next multiplayer round, I might jump in there with you guys. I haven't been playing much with that. We'll get to what else you've been up to. But I want to stick with Mass Effect. I kind of think I've been replaying Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really gotten much playtime on there. I don't know if it knocked my interest out on games right now. I don't really know Mass Effect.
It sort of did with me too for a little bit.
Is that,
like, I have not been playing much of anything except for Soul Calibur, which you do in very short bits because it's just a fighting game.
Yeah, I just don't have. I went to go play, like, more of the story, and I'm like, well, I don't really have to yet. I know I want to by the end of June have it finished, but I'm trying to coincide it with that. And, I have Beyond Good and Evil, which I've liked so far, the little bit that I've played, but I haven't gotten back to playing it yet. I've instead been, like, watching a bunch of older shows. Initial D.
Yes.
I've been watching Initial D again. I'm up to the Emperor with the Lancer 3, the Evo 3, where his engine just blows.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Sorry. But great, great show on Netflix. It's an old Japanese cartoon that I used to watch when I was a lot younger, back in my high school days.
That just reminds me, like, makes me want to watch GTO also.
Yeah, great. Yeah, GTO. Man, I haven't watched that in a while too. I watched that and some, just a bunch of movies. Nothing great. Oh, I didn't get to talk about The Musketeers. That movie sucked. I was sick. I couldn't talk about it. Everybody needs to know not to watch that movie because you've already seen it. You've seen it when it was Disney's Musketeers, because this movie is the exact same fucking movie with Paul W.S. Anderson writing the stupid thing and shooting the action sequences, and because of that, Millie Jovovich is there and she has no place.
Well, like, these directors like to put their wives in movies because then they get to work with them. I mean, come on. I can understand that.
That's part of the deal.
I mean, look at Len Wiseman put
That's part of the prenup, I bet. You know, a model marries a, you know, probably ugly looking director, and it's like part of the deal. She's like, all right, put me in movies all the time. That's why we're getting married.
Maybe. That might be it. But you may have figured it out. I mean, the actors that are cast for these roles, like Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, and D'Artagnan, all of them act these actors act just like the actors like Charlie Sheen did and Kiefer Sutherland. They all act the same. Like, there's Oliver no difference Platt. In their character. And the entire opening sequence is the same. I don't care. You've already watched it. I'm not, spoilers if you're going to watch this movie.
What's a Disney one, though?
You watch the Disney one. Because he goes to, like, the town. He leaves, you know, his life in the country where he's training for, you know, swordsmanship. He goes to the town and he meets each one individually and challenges them each to a duel in a single day.
Well, I mean, it's the Three Musketeers, Jim. Like, how you can't differ from the story too much.
I didn't want to see that.
But it's the same story.
You could just watch. Right? But then why do it?
Because you want to get new faces in there.
Ugh.
No,
and
you want
freaking flying ships.
Yeah, and flying blimps. There's blimps all throughout this stupid freaking thing. Not blimps. There's what do you call those things from the Warcraft?
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. Thank you. Zeppelin's all through this thing.
Yeah. I need to go back and say I did watch two movies actually, because I forgot, because I did it as a substitute teacher at school.
Well, then what are these?
The Crucible. You know that movie? The Crucible with Daniel Day-Lewis and Winona Ryder.
No, it's I a thought play. That was the thing that they were trying to build in Mass Effect.
Yeah, that too.
All right.
It's about the Salem witch trials. It was okay, but it has the Senator Kelly in it too, from X-Men. Mm-hmm. Pretty much being the same kind of douchebag, just in a medieval time. He's like going on a witch hunt. Literally, nice. Yeah. And it was funny. Winona Ryder, she was like 25 then. So she was pretty hot, but she was also a bitch. And Daniel Day-Lewis is freaking insane.
Daniel Day-Lewis is awesome.
He is insane, though, because, like, you look at his, like, cinematography, like, his resume, and you realize that he only does, like, a movie once every, like, 2 or 3 years. That's because he goes insane and is in character the entire time.
Yeah. Basically,
I watched that, and I also watched something called Inherit the Wind, which is from 1960, and that's a dramatization of another play that's based on the Scopes Monkey Trials. So that was also funny too, and that's a better received thing, but it's from the 60s, so it's all cheesy.
Ah,
so that's actually what I've been watching all week. It's tons of fun.
All right. We've also, getting into what Corey's been up to, we both have seen the Game of Thrones.
Yep.
We watched that yesterday, the fourth episode.
We were arguing a little bit about the
way it's happening, yeah.
Yeah, certain things. But I don't know. I think they're kind of actually taking it almost in their own direction.
They're starting. I'm a little worried about that because the one thing I really
it's tough though because the books are so much bigger. Like these,
yeah, I know you have to cut things out and you have to make it make sense to people who haven't read them. But
right, so you are like adding scenes into things that were inner monologue for characters, but now you have to create a scene for that, and it does kind of take you out of read the books. Kind of does take you out of that moment because you're like, wait, this was like a inner monologue type of thing, and now there's an actual scene for it. And like
yeah. Yeah. I mean, the fourth episode was building up to some major happenings in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Big things are going down for those who haven't read the books yet, so watch
there's
it.
Let's just say there's a pregnant naked woman.
Yeah, there's a pregnant naked woman in this episode.
What do you
know? There's also a bunch of other naked women in the episode.
Did either of you guys see that SNL skit about Game of Thrones?
No. Just
a bunch of naked people?
No, it was that, like, they're just doing a, like, documentary about, like, the creation of the Game of Thrones, and one of the, like, writer-producers is, like, a 16-year-old boy who's just like, yeah, I really just want a lot of naked ladies in this scene, in this scene. And I'm like, what was missing from this scene? Oh, back there, two chicks going at it. So, that's...
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah.
All right, Corey, what else have you been up to?
Well, I did watch the latest episode of Fringe. I got caught up on that. And, oh, man, like, this show is so good right now. And it's kind of coming to a close. And right,
is that show still on?
Yeah, it's still on. And the thing is, it's not been renewed, but it hasn't been canceled yet either. And
let's
so
fuck.
they kind of did this episode where it's a totally different universe. And I think they're kind of pitching that as, like, a new show. In case this does get canceled, which would be very interesting if they do that, to see how they, because it's a kind of a Terminator-esque show, which they could have just kept Terminator on, but whatever. It was really good though. Like, I was really excited for it. I love when they take the episode and characters and put them in a totally different universe. It's pretty neat how it all ties together. But there's only like 3 episodes left, and so it's going to be interesting how they wrap it up, because they do have 2 endings filmed just in case. They do
get canceled.
Yeah.
What if they get canceled off the air?
Well, that's the problem. I mean,
yeah. That's why I hate when they do that. If I knew that they were going to get like a little bit of a like a 6 episode run, or like if studios were going to do that, I would watch more TV shows.
I
watch a lot as it is, but still,
they're like only like maybe a few episodes away from syndication. So, that magic 100 number episode.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they really should just renew it and get that, you know, 100 number episode.
Yeah.
So that way they can get into syndication stuff, because they're so close, and it would just be so awesome if they could add, like, 13 more episodes to finish the story. But that was really good.
Cool.
Like I said, I was playing Mass Effect. I played some Borderlands as well, and I want to get back. I want to play through that again.
Yeah.
It's really good. And, you know, with the new one coming out, gotta prepare myself. Plus, like, if you get the new one and it recognizes the save, you get some bonuses. So that's cool.
Cool. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get into some gaming news and wrap this shit up. I didn't know what this was. When I saw Super Mario Brothers 2, I was like, wait, are they doing
the new Super Mario?
This is called New Super Mario Brothers 2. But it's because it's based off of like a sequel of the Super Mario Brothers game that's on the, I don't know.
The Wii. No, it's
for the 3DS.
Well, okay, but it's based off of the Wii version of the remake of the original version.
Yes,
so there you go.
That's what I was going for. But I mixed it up at first. I was like, oh, New Super Mario Brothers 2 with like the one that wasn't a Mario game. It was made, you know, as something else and reskinned as Mario. That was what I was thinking. But no, this is a sequel to the remake of the original that's on the Wii, but now it's going on the 3DS, and it's going to be here next. Just
so in other words, this is a sequel to that game that came out a couple years ago on the Wii with the bubbles.
Yes. The one that was entertaining, and then you got tired of it.
Yes, the one with the bubbles, for anyone who has any idea.
I was laughing so hard in that game, but then I never went back to play it after that.
So now the sequel's on the 3DS.
Yeah,
available August.
But there is going to be some other stuff coming out Mario-wise, isn't there? Super Mario Brothers 4?
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that, did we? I didn't know it was
last
episode.
Did we talk about it last week, Mike? I don't remember.
I think we did.
Okay.
I would assume that Tony's on. You guys are getting some Nintendo news, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume you would have talked about that.
Yeah, we mentioned that. We just mentioned how I'm guessing it's sort of going to be like how the Sonic, like 4 episodes or whatever.
Oh, right.
Are
now.
So it's something similar to that.
Block
is what I'm assuming.
Episodes. So
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So that's coming out in August here as well as Japan, and everything is like launching. That's launching like globally.
Ooh,
now, this is not a shocking news, but just so you all know, Black Ops 2 has been confirmed. Wait, via Morse code?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, way to confirm, I guess.
Yeah, so they
gotta do something slightly subversive.
Yeah, I think like Black Ops was like the number one played Xbox Live, like on Xbox Live, for the longest time, so it just makes sense to do a sequel to that, which is really crazy, because, I mean, Call of Duty is, like, the brand, and now they're coming out with, like, sub-brands of itself.
That's still the same, you know, group that did the World at War ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, then the older...
But you're not getting World at War, like, two.
I know that, but it's still the same idea, is they're still alternating with the two different studios year by year.
Yeah, I've had fun. Actually, I played this.
But I mean, the thing is, are you going to be getting a Call of Duty that's separate now? I mean, are you going to have like a third studio that does Call of Duty? Because now you're going to have Black Ops and Black Ops 3. Warfare. And then Modern Warfare. Yep. And then you're going to have what? Like World at War?
No, I think World at War became Black Ops. Okay. I think that's the same group.
No, yeah, I don't. It is the same developers. But I'm
saying, I don't think you're going to get a third Call of Duty game. This is the two games in the Call of Duty genre, or the Call of Duty series, and this is what you're going to get. You're just going to get two, so they alternate for you every other year.
There's no way they could possibly do another one. Like, where would they do that now? We're getting less than 1 year between Call of Duty-type games.
Dude, you'd be shooting your own sales in the foot.
No, well, not really, because these sell, like, tens of millions.
That's because they come out once a year, and they'll sell again for the people that have it.
I mean, as much as we complain about this, there's very few games that people will play year-round, so that's why sports games and yearly shooters, like, work.
Mm-hmm. Unreal started this idea.
I'm just saying, like, it's funny how Call of Duty has become more than Call of Duty. You know, this is not Call of Duty, what the hell are they on now?
It's not the World War II game that you played back in 1 and 2.
Right. But I mean, like, well, that's the thing. It's like, this is Vietnam, right? So you have Vietnam, you have Modern Warfare, and now you're going to go back to, you know, World War II?
Probably not. No. Probably not. They're probably done with that, at least for a little while.
Yeah. They might return to it in a future Black Ops game.
Nothing has been done any more than World War II, unless you count aliens as one thing in video games.
I was saying, like, I might get the Black Ops 2 this time around, because how much I enjoyed playing it. Buddha has Black Ops, and he still plays it every night.
Well, he said he likes it better than Modern Warfare.
Yeah, so if this is good, and I know...
What are the differences? Because I've played, like, 5 minutes of a Black Ops game, and I've mostly done Modern Warfare until this newest one.
Yeah, it's just the way that they play. It's the weapons and...
It didn't seem different at all to me, except I sucked at it more.
Yeah, but... I mean, none of us are experts, I don't think, about this game, so you can't really ask us. We got to talk to Buddha about that. But I might get the next one, though. I might be playing it. So, because I actually thought about getting Black Ops, but I'll just wait till November.
Now, here's the other question, because you know that Halo 4 is on the horizon. Would you go back into that instead?
Ooh, see, I was going to ask you about that Halo 4, because like, that Game Informer article came out and had some pretty cool stuff in it.
It had a lot, like so much on it that I really didn't read all of it. I started it, and I'm like, I don't care anymore.
I've read like two pages of it, and seems interesting. Like, I like how it's picking up right when the third game left off. Pretty much you're floating through space, and you wake up similar to the first game. Mm-hmm. In the bio, which is cool.
It's like rebooting the whole series almost.
It's about, you know, Cortana
losing her mind.
Yeah, winding down. So that's kind of cool.
Too much information.
But that's about it. I'm not going to go into it more. Like, that's the beginning of the game. That's not spoilers.
Dude, you freaking read about it in the article. How can you spoil a game like that now?
So, Game Informer's everywhere. No, GameStop.
Wait, yeah. So what's this Trials Evolution? So it's XBLA single day.
Yeah, Trials HD last year was really popular. Was it last year? It might have been a lot more than that, but it was a really popular Xbox Live game. It's, you know, one of those physics puzzlers where they, you know, you got to make sure it's a bike racing game type of thing, fastest time. And Trials Evolution was actually pretty popular at PAX this year, PAX East.
Yeah.
And, there was a lot of hype going into it, and it sold over 100,000 copies in the first day, which is a XBLA single day sales record. So, just thought we'd mention that because, downloadable games are becoming hugely
popular. Yeah, they're going to have numbers in sales. Like, the 100,000 is a pretty good single day for a game. It's pretty good either way. And this is an XBLA game, so digital content.
Yeah. Wave of the future.
Speaking of digital content, DLC. Batman Arkham City is getting a story DLC, 2 hours of content. I'm actually psyched about this next week too. April 30th, Harley Quinn's Revenge. So that's going to be
that April 30th? I thought that was May 30th, actually.
Well, if you get the Game of the Year edition, it is.
I thought the DLC comes out 4/30.
No, the DLC is coming out separately in April, the end of April,
yes.
April 30th. But if you get the Game of the Year edition, you get everything, including Harley Quinn's Revenge.
Well, I already have the game, so I don't care about that.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people listening to the podcast, Jim.
It's fine. So you get to finally play as Batman and Robin in this 2-hour of content, which is awesome.
Does he say anything?
That's the question I was thinking.
He has to say something.
I hope so. If he doesn't, I'm going to be very pissed.
So I guess like Harley Quinn's Revenge meaning like, oh, Joker's dead. Oops, spoilers. Sorry. Joker's dead, and so...
Dude, the game's been out for a long enough time now, so we haven't played it yet. Yeah. I'm sorry if it's on your backlog, but yeah. It might be on somebody's backlog, but that's okay.
It's
sorry.
On my backlog.
But yeah, so...
It's on a few people's.
Harley Quinn's Revenge, you're going to add on to the ending of the game, which is going to be really cool. I mean, you would assume.
I was kind of, 2 hours is sort of shortish. Well, hopefully it's a little more than that.
I would like over 3 hours of content. That gives you another hour, but you're right. I haven't played the game for a while. I'm going to have to get back and kind of get warmed up again.
So it you is might a game that you need to do that.
Yeah, you do, with the fighting. So you might see my Xbox playing that this week. Cool. But
would you want to see a multiplayer co-op option here with Batman and Robin?
We won't, but
especially this when the game was being developed, I would rather have a single player game for this.
No, I understand, but I mean, now that you've played through the game and it's out and it's done, then now you have this DLC component. Would you want to see like a co-op thing?
Oh, in the DLC, yes. If it doesn't take, because obviously it didn't take away from the game. Mm-hmm. So
but
I would
like with this DLC, it would make sense if they had like a co-op. No,
it would be a good idea. Yeah, so that'd be awesome. But you know, I don't mind switching back and forth like you did with Catwoman. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same idea with Batman and Robin here. So.
Yeah.
And as long as he talks, I'm going to be okay with that.
But, what if it's Chris O'Donnell, though?
Oh, man. Holy rusted metal, Batman. Hope not. All right. Wrapping up 89. You guys can email us podcast at allyoucangeek.net. Sorry. Mm-hmm. You can visit our website, allyoucangeek.net. Follow us on Twitter at All You Can Geek. Rate us on iTunes, please. Please do so. Anything else, guys?
Sounds good. I mean, you can email Mike at All You Can Geek.
You can.
Mike at allyoucangeek.net.
Not sure where I'm going to see that, but you can do it.
That's awesome. All right. Yeah. I then reset my password, except then it told me I've signed in one too many times, so I have to wait. So then I finally signed in, and I went to say get Skype, and it would sign me out.
And that is how we open the show.
Oh, the new version's cool, though. It's got the call up in the upper corner, the right corner of the screen.
I don't know what it looks like on Windows.
It's just like it's like a quick call thing. It's up in my like a gadget bar almost kind of thing. You know, Windows Gadget thing?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, actually.
Well, Microsoft does own them.
That's true. It should integrate well with Microsoft. So let me get on to our... So I'm in Gmail. I got to sign out and got back into our freaking account now. I have to add these two accounts on this computer like so I can just click a button. That Google Switch thing is pretty cool. That was fun. I get home at 9 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I'm just in time. Perfect.
I was wondering where you were. I was like, what the hell? Jim's the one that asked to do this early.
Yeah, I know. All right. Episode, what number are we on? Because I wasn't here last time.
Oh, 89?